You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I am, of course, your host, Ethan Smith, who always does the most, and I hope you guys are having a fabulous Wednesday, February 24th, as we surprisingly are already 2 months into the new year, and that means at the end of this week, we do have some spring training baseball on the way as the Pittsburgh Pirates kick off their spring training season against the Baltimore Orioles this Sunday, February 28th. Or 28th, something like that. Sorry, February is always a weird month in terms of the amount of days. But today on the podcast, we are going to go to some collegiate baseball news as the Pittsburgh Pirates do have the number one overall selection in the 2021 first-year player draft. So we're going to highlight Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter first, both of which had impressive debuts in 2021 for the Vanderbilt Commodores. But who are some other names in the top prospects that could potentially be selected by Ben Cherington and the Pittsburgh Pirates with the number one overall selection later this year? Let's get right into it. So as far as Kumar and Leiter go, Rocker right now is the number one overall player on the MLB Pipeline's top 100 draft prospects, while Leiter is number six. So we will start with Rocker. Rocker led the way in a 14-1 victory in game one against, I believe it was Wright State. He struck out eight over four innings. Pretty much just kicked off from where he started in 2020 when he really hit the scene. And then in 2019 when he had that no-hitter in the Collegiate World Series playoffs, I believe. And, I mean, he struck out the side in the first. I am going to kind of recap his performance a little bit. He did strike out all three batters in the first inning and retired 10 of the first 11 he faced. And I mean, the kid was just looking lights out. Like, his fastball was like right down there. The only downside that really kind of Rocker had the entire game was when he walked two batters in the fifth inning, but then he was subbed off. And they got out of that jam and again ended up winning 14-1. I mean, his biggest thing, Rocker's biggest, like, positive is his fastball slider combination. But he's now added a cutter to his pitching repertoire that I believe already had three or four pitches. So, I mean, he has a good fastball, a good slider. The cutter looked pretty good as well. It's going to be pretty interesting to see, like, how he continues this season and if he just makes himself a consensus number one. And most Pirates fans are looking forward to the Pirates drafting him already. But, I mean, things can change over the course of a collegiate baseball season, and we could see something else happen. Now, going to Leiter's performance, he did very well also. He started the same way as Rocker did with a striking out the side. He struck out seven of the first 10 batters he faced before finishing with eight strikeouts over five scoreless frames. He only gave up one hit, I believe, and also had a base on balls by hitting a batter. But it makes it kind of interesting when you really look into the idea that Leiter also has ties to Major League Baseball already. As we know, his dad, Al Leiter, was a two-time All-Star. He also hit the gun over 100 a couple times. I believe he hit as high as 101, and we know that his typical work is in the mid to upper 90s, so he definitely has the fastball down with the speed and the velocity. Pretty fun stuff. I mean, obviously, if I had to choose between the two, either way, you're getting a really good player. I mean, Leiter was drafted before already. He was drafted 20th in the 20th round by the Yankees, I believe. Same thing with Rocker. He's also been drafted before. He was drafted in the 38th round by the Rockies. And so both of these guys have been on radars for teams for a while now. But when you basically get the idea that both players are going to feed off of each other's energy in terms of how they play and everything, the Pirates really can't go wrong with getting either of them, I don't think. As long as they just don't completely mess the pickup in general, they should be fine. But it would be pretty interesting to see if the Pirates decided to go later instead of Rocker, or Rocker instead of later, and what the reasoning would be behind it. Because, I mean, they're both very solid pitchers with different strengths and minor weaknesses. For Rocker, obviously his slider fastball connection. For later, his fastball 12-6 curveball is a pretty good one as well. His curveball is in the upper 70s usually. So, I mean, there's the velocity again. And we look at their 2080 scale scouting grade numbers, and Rocker is a 65 fastball, 65 slider, 50 changeup, 50 control, 60 overall. Meanwhile, Jake Leiter is a 55 fastball, 55 slider, 55 changeup, 60 curveball, 50 control, 55 overall. So both players are really solid. You really, again, can't go wrong with either of them. It's just something that the Pirates will have to make a decision on. And both players are built to be Major League Baseball pitchers, just like Built Bar is made to be a Major League snack for MLB players. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Please make sure you go check out BuiltBar.com using that wonderful promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for you. And if you use that promo code, you get 20% off of your next order, meaning you can be an existing customer already of Built Bar like myself and try out all of their different flavors of all their different chocolate-covered protein bars. So make sure you go to BuiltBar.com and let them know that Locked On sent you. Also, there is only one place we trust and one place that has you covered here at Locked On Sports, and that is BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is an awesome offshore betting site that gives you pretty much all kinds of games, like MLB futures on who's going to win divisions, MVPs, NFL futures, NCAA futures, NBA regular season, and NHL regular season games. Anything you want to bet on in sports, use BetOnline.ag. Sign up for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use the wonderful promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus. And when we come back from the break, yes, Rocker and Leiter are indeed two of the best players in the 2021 first-year player draft. But if the Pirates don't select either, who could they be looking at in terms of who they want to pick number one overall in 2021? And we will be right back. And welcome back to Locked On Pirates, everybody. Again, I hope you're having a fabulous Wednesday, February 24th. And let's get into something real quick. February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and successes of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. This week, we have two conversations for you to wrap up the month. First, a discussion on protest in sports across leagues. Then, tune in for a discussion on the importance of Black history in sports, what's been achieved, and the important work left to be done, all in discussions on the Locked On Presents podcast feed. Subscribe on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. So, again, the Pittsburgh Pirates rebuild has another fun advantage, is that the fact that they have the number one overall selection in the 2021 first year player draft. We've already highlighted Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter, both guys who could be legitimate cases to get that number one overall selection. But who are some other guys that the Pittsburgh Pirates could go for? Let's go ahead and get into that. One of those guys is Jordan Lawler. Now, he is listed as a shortstop, but Jordan Lawler, also again, another Vanderbilt player. That Vanderbilt team is stacked. Lawler is getting a lot of comparisons to the 2019 second overall pick Bobby Witt Jr. Now, the only thing here with Pittsburgh is they do already have a lot of prospects in the middle infield, like Cole Tucker, O'Neill Cruz, Nick Gonzalez, Jiwon Bae, and Leover Piguero. But again, we've seen it where shortstops move to other positions of the field. And Lawler already has the tools to be a very good hitter in the league as well. And he also has very good bat speed. And his frame is where I get in, is going to be where I get into if the Pirates decided to go this route. He already is 6'2" with above average speed. maybe he could be an option in center field. You got to also keep in mind you have Jared Oliva, Travis Swaggerty, Sammy Siani, and Cal Mitchell and Kanan Smith all in the outfield in the system as well. So Lawler could definitely move to the outfield, but I do think his more natural position is going to be shortstop, which is why I don't think the Pirates would take him. But off of pure talent alone, he could easily be the number one overall selection. I just don't think the Pirates would go that way. And, I mean, he's also the number two, again, he's a number two rated player on MLB's pipeline. But then there's a guy that I would really be intrigued to get just because this is a thing that the Pirates have had to deal with for a while now, is Adrian Del Castillo, Miami's catcher. So the Miami Hurricanes have a catcher in Mr. Del Castillo, who originally was drafted by the Chicago White Sox in the 36th round in 2018. He grades out at 60 hitting, 30 running, 45 fielding, 55 power, 50 arm, and 55 overall. Now, the only reason I'm really getting into catcher here is because, yes, you have a good catcher right now in Jacob Stallings, but what do you really have behind Stallings for the future? You don't really have a catching prospect. So now, saying that you want to have your number one overall selection be a catcher would not be the worst thing, but it's not exactly something I'd expect the Pirates to do either. But it's something that's worth noting that the Pirates do need to get a strong catching prospect in the system, which is something that, I mean, they've tried to do. I mean, you have Andy Rodriguez, I believe, now in there, who plays catcher and first. But you have to get something set up behind Stallings. Stallings isn't the greatest hitter in the world. He's a great defensive catcher, but he's not the greatest hitter. And you really want to get into the mold of having a guy behind him that, say, in 2 or 3 years can take over that catcher spot so you don't have a void at the catcher spot that you just don't need. And, I mean, he posted, back to Del Castillo, he posted a .995 OPS as a freshman and moved that up to a 1.025 over the first 16 games of 2020. So he's already cemented himself as arguably the best position player in the draft at catcher. He's a left-handed catcher as well with some pretty decent pop. He's not like the greatest like power hitter in the world. Again, his power is at 50. I mean, it's at 55, which isn't bad. His hitting's at 60. You really just have to keep in mind, do you want to spend a number one overall pick on a catcher that probably won't start for 3 years? Now, obviously, any prospect usually plays a couple years in the minors before they play. But Del Castillo would definitely be a guy that I would look at just because of the idea that, again, you don't have anything really behind Stallings as far as catcher goes, so you really might want to fix that, and you could fix it at number one overall and get arguably the best catcher, well, easily the best catcher in the entire draft outside of Joe Mack and Harry Ford. So I would be for that. And then we go back to pitcher now, and LSU has a pretty damn good pitcher themselves in Jaden Hill, who was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in 2018 and was Arkansas's top prep prospect also in that year when he committed to the Louisiana State Tigers. 6'4", 233, 65 fastball, 55 slider, 60 changeup, 50 control, 55 overall. Now, obviously, the two pitchers you usually hear about are Rocker and Jake Leiter. But Jaden Hill's probably the third best pitcher in the entire country if we're taking those guys into account. And MLB Pipeline even has him rated over Jake Leiter at number 5 rather than number 6. Hill operates in the upper 90s, and he was a reliever last season in some games for the LSU Tigers. And dealt about 95 to 97 with a peak of 99 as a starter at fall practice. He has a very good changeup as well that arrives in the mid-80s, and he also has a mid-80s slider that he's adding to his repertoire as well. He also is a former three-star quarterback recruit, so you know he has the arm. He had some offers to play football, but originally designed baseball, and he is trying to become the first LSU player to ever be a number one overall pick. Now, Jaden Hill, of the three guys that I've mentioned between Lawler, Del Castillo, and Hill, would probably be the most likely option outside of Rocker and later, just because, I mean, the Pirates do need a lot of pitching still, and yes, they do have pitching in the system with Brennan Malone, Karma Majinski, Eddie Yean, and guys like that. But when you take into account of Jaden Hill's skill set, realistically, he might be just as good as Rocker and later. He's just not as popular, if that makes sense. Like, it's kind of like a popularity contest when it comes to the three, and you don't really hear much about Jaden Hill because of later and Rocker. If Jaden Hill was in any other draft class, he'd be the top pitching prospect. That's just how it is. It was kind of like whenever, like if you take into account with quarterbacks, like some quarterbacks stay for a final year in the NFL, in the collegiate game of football, rather than going to the NFL because they know that they could have a higher draft stock the following year. Jaden Hill, again, in any other draft class, Jaden Hill would be the best pitcher. So why not at least think about the idea of drafting him? And I mean, he's done really well. Like, he's a really good pitcher. He's propelled LSU into a really good team, stuff like that. And I mean, what better to face than Vanderbilt? You're in the same conference. And if I'm a Pittsburgh Pirates scout, or any fan actually that might want to see what the number one overall picks look like, I'd want to see a game between LSU and Vanderbilt, because you're either going to get Kumar Rocker versus Jaden Hill, or Jack Leiter versus Jaden Hill, and really get kind of like a fun matchup to see who's jockeying to be the number one overall selection. And there are other names as well that have come to mind. Jude Fabian from Florida, an outfielder, just to kind of propel the outfield. Ty Madden is another one. He's a pitcher from the University of Tennessee. Marcelo Mayer, he's another guy, but he's a middle infielder. Matt McClain, another middle infielder. Realistically, after that, it kind of ends off, just because some of the other guys are third basemen or just like not worthy of being the number one overall selection. Jordan Wicks and Richard Fitz are another like duo at pitcher that could be pretty good, but they're 16th and 17th on the pipeline. But who do you guys think the Pirates should draft number one overall in the 2021 first-year player draft? Let me know at Locked On Pirates. Also, follow me on Twitter at Locked On Pirates, as well as following my personal Twitter at MVP Ethan. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I will see you on the flip side tomorrow. Thank you so much.